Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hey, beautiful souls, it's Crystal Renee, and today I want to share something really special with you. If you're someone who's interested in personal growth, spirituality, or just finding a deeper connection with yourself, then you're going to love this. I'm so excited to announce that I'm offering a free mini course called Vibes by Design, where I teach you all about the human design system and how you can use it to tap into your unique energy and live your best life. A lot of conscious women get super overwhelmed whenever they look at their human design chart for the first time. So if you've ever looked at it and wanted to know and understand what you were looking at and how to uncode it, this free mini course will teach you exactly how to do that, how to read your own chart. I'll also be going into the basics of human design and what it means for you, how to identify your energy type and what that means for your decision-making process, how to use your authority to make aligned choices that lead to greater fulfillment and success. And we even go into gene keys, shadow work, and your prime gifts in this free mini course. And I truly believe that the more we understand ourselves and our unique energy makeup, the more empowered we become in our lives. And that's what Vibes by Design is all about. So if you're ready to dive deeper into your own unique energy and discover how to live a life that's truly aligned with who you are, head on over to my website, the link will be in the show notes, and sign up for the Vibes by Design mini course today. It is completely free, and I cannot wait to share it with you. Hello, conscious creators. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am Crystal Renee, and I am here to guide you through the archetypal energies of the human design gates as the sun transits every 6 days. Now, right now, we are in gate five. In gate five, I like to refer to as the pulse of nature. And in human design, it's referred to as the gate of waiting or the gate of fixed rhythms or even the gate of patterns. And this is located in the sacral center, moving towards the identity center linked to gate 15. And in the gene keys, it's called the ending of time. So if you can think of like patterns and rhythm and time, it kind of all goes hand in hand. Now, this is in the tropical astrological sign of Sagittarius, and it's in the Vedic sign of Scorpio, specifically in the Jyeshtha Nakshatra. In I Ching, it's called Clouds Rise Above Heaven. This gate is characterized by an intuitive understanding of life's natural rhythms and the desire for consistency and predictability. This gate is all about understanding and honoring the patterns of life, including our daily routines, habits, and rhythms. And it thrives on structure and finds comfort in predictability. So the shadow of gate five in the gene keys is called impatience, which describes the tendency to rush through life, being driven by a sense of urgency and disregard for natural rhythms, leading to dissatisfaction. You can be very pessimistic in the shadow, and this manifests as, you know, just having a pessimistic outlook on life And it may involve a tendency to focus on the negatives, becoming easily frustrated or irritated by all the little things, you know, and then you end up having a lack of faith in the natural unfolding of events due to that pessimism. And that can lead to impatience and cause you to feel restless or discontented in the present moment. You're always finding things to complain about, continuously irritated. It could also show up if you're more of a reactive person as being pushy. And that's the tendency to be forceful or demanding in order to get things done quickly. And this may involve a sense of urgency or a desire for immediate results. And it's a disregard for the pace and timing of others. The pushiness can stem from a deep-seated impatience with delays or perceived inefficiency. So you're pushing others to get things done on your time. You also may have a fear of chaos. You might be obsessed with routines. You have a fear of time running out, which is why you end up being pushy or pessimistic about things, like thinking that things aren't possible due to time specifically. And you're disconnected from trust and patience. You resist the universal order of things. And you overuse the willpower that you have because you're trying to get things done as fast as possible. You miss the gift of waiting and what happens on the journey of waiting for something to come into fruition in the shadow. Now, the gift is patience. And that symbolizes the wisdom gained through embracing life's natural rhythms, practicing mindfulness and trusting in the unfolding of events, leading to a profound understanding and peace. So you go from, you know, being completely impatient to now having patience in your gift. In that state of being, you're able to embrace healthy rhythms, and you have the gift of creating and maintaining healthy habits, rhythms, and rituals in your life. You embrace your need for routine and you use it to build stability and consistency in your life. And these habits can help you stay aligned with your true self and provide a sense of comfort and effectiveness. You harness expanded time. It's almost like you're a time bender. You know how to expand it or use it to, and you align with divine timing and your gift. You're connected with the pulse of nature, the harmonic flow. You embody order and vitality, and you learn from patience, from being patient with time. You embrace the flow of life and the pulse of universal patterns. So you're fully living in alignment and trusting the divine order, the divine timing of things in your gift. You know, the highest state of frequency or city is called timelessness. And this encapsulates the transcendent state where you fully merge with the universal rhythm, experiencing an eternal present moment, leading to a deep sense of oneness and dissolution of linear time. You're just flowing with the universe. So I actually have gate five as my unconscious Uranus. I can't say that it plays a huge role in my life. Although my sacral center is defined because I'm a manifesting generator, the gate five is unconscious. So I do feel that when things are not flowing the way I want them to, or I crave having patterns in my life, but I don't actually have patterns. So I'm open to allowing myself to flow with things. I'm more of an open, flowy person, believe it or not, with as much Virgo that I have in my chart, in my tropical chart anyway. You know, you would think that I'd have a lot of patterns and rhythms. Certain things I do, but I try to be as open as I possibly can about allowing things to flow, allowing life to flow, not being so solid in what time I have to do things, because if I don't show up for myself, I end up beating myself up. But this can manifest in different ways in, you know, different people's lives with this specific gate. So you either, you know, really have a lot of routines or patterns that you are fixed to, or you're more open with flowing with life. But in some way or some form, if you have this gate active, you do have a tendency to create routines, patterns, and rhythms in your life in some form, whether they're fixed and you are very strict on following those patterns, or you're more fluid and open to allow the divine timing to kind of run things for you. Now, here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself during this transit, or if you have this gate defined in your chart. What habits are preventing me from living from my deepest intentions in my life? And what habits could I create that would support my intentions? And how can I trust my innate sense of timing? How can I trust the flow of divine timing more? Here are some tips that you could use to further embrace the shadow of impatience and the gift of patience. Understand your rhythm. Recognize that you have a unique rhythm that aligns with the natural flow of life. And it's important to identify your patterns and understand how they affect your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Embrace patience. I can say that I don't have a lot of patience. That's something that I have to work on. So maybe I'm in my shadow of this gate and I need to embrace patience in order to embody my gift of patience. But it's natural for you to want things to happen immediately, but try to be patient. Remember that everything unfolds in its own time, and rushing things can lead to errors or missed opportunities. And that's where I'm leaning more into divine timing and flow. Because when I try to be too rigid about plans, patterns, rhythms, you know, those types of things that I create in my life, and I don't follow through, I'm hard on myself because of it. And be flexible. So while routine and predictability might comfort you, be open to change and spontaneity. This will help you adapt to new situations, experiences, and rhythms. And with that being said, I thank you so much for your presence with, you know, being here with me every 6 days, learning about all of the gates as we move through the calendar year. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.